Cristo. Alleluia. Ora we thank you for your faithfulness. Thank you for your grace, for your love, for your mercy. Thank you for your power that is working in us, helping us to do your will at all times. Thank you for your steadfast love toward us. Thank you, Lord, for always taking care of us. Thank you for fighting our battles. Thank you for destroying deadly attacks that the enemy sent into our lives. Be praised forever in Jesus' name. We are grateful for your protection in our lives. We are thankful for your provisions. Thank you for your spiritual strength that is working inside of us, destroying our weaknesses. Thank you, Father. Be glorified forever in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord, for giving us obedient heart to do all that you have commanded us to do, all that you have taught us in your word. Thank you, Lord. We thank you for those battles that we fought but couldn't overcome. And you stepped in to fight them for us. And you give us victories. Thank you, Lord. We are here this evening to lay at your feet, to learn from your scriptures. Ask that you teach us from your heart and give us understanding, even as we hear your word, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for we know you're going to edify us through your teaching, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. I welcome every one of you to the Lost Premises. We're going to continue with our Bible study series. For some weeks now, we have been looking at a broad topic that says the Christian's relationship to society. And we have looked at several points under this topic, several points and several topics under this broad topic. So today we are going to be looking at point 6b. Last week we looked at 6a, which was be a good example of a Christian. So today we are looking at 6b, which is be honest in your dealings with people, be honest in your dealings with people. The Word of God commands us to be honest in our dealings with people. Let us look at Romans chapter 12, verse 17. Romans chapter 12, verse 17. Recompense to no man evil for evil. Provide things honest in the sight of all men. Verse 18 says, if it be possible, as much as lieth in you, live peaceably with all men. Recompense to no man evil for evil. Provide things honest in the sight of all men. So God wants us to be honest in our dealings with people in the society, people in our neighborhood, people in the community. God wants us to be honest. So what is the meaning of honest? What does it mean to be honest? So if we let's look at the definition of honest, to be honest. There are several definitions here. One of the definitions says, it means to be reliable, to be true, to be dependable. Another one says to be free from guile. That is, you are not deceptive. You are not deceitful. That is, you do not deceive people. You do not lie to people. Yeah, that is what it means to be free from guile. Another definition says without pretensions. To be honest means you are not pretending. Yeah, you are not pretending. You hear and see you are. You are not appearing as what you are not. That is, physically you portray to be something, and then secretly you are something else. Or let me say, publicly you portray to be something, but secretly you are something else. I mean, you're something different from what you portray publicly, what you demonstrate publicly. So that is not honesty. Yeah. Another definition says it means to be different, to be honorable, to have integrity. Yeah. To be faithful. Yeah, so many definitions. Yeah, but we cannot look at all of them. At least you have had enough definitions of honest, what being honest means. Now, the Word of God says, in everything you do, be honest in the sight of all men. Demonstrate honesty before all men. Let people be able to trust you. Let people know you for the truth. Don't be a liar. Don't say things that are not true. And then don't don't accuse people falsely. Yeah. False accusations. Don't participate in that. You know that the person you are accusing is not wrong, and yet you're saying he did it, she did it, even though you know that your accusation is wrong. So that is not honesty. That is not being honest. So don't testify falsely about anything or about anyone. Be known. Be known for the truth. Let everyone be able to say, you are different. You don't deceive. You don't tell lies. Yeah, and also don't defend evil. Don't defend evil. Don't defend evildoers. Don't support sinners. Yeah, maybe you have a friend, and the friend drawing unclean things, sinful things. And then people are complaining about the person, the person's character. People are complaining about the person's character, but because the person happens to be your friend, you say no. This person is my friend. He can never do that. This person is a good person, is a nice person, but you know deep down in your heart that the person you are defending is actually guilty of what the people are testifying about him or her. You know that the person is guilty of the wrong things people are complaining about. But because the person happens to be your friend or relative or family member, and then you are saying, no. He can't do that. I know him. We are friends. We are family members. We are siblings. No, he cannot do that. He does not do that. But you know that he does that or she does that. That is dishonesty. You are not being honest that way. Yeah, so don't defend sinners. Expose them where necessary. Yeah, don't defend sinners. Don't help people to cover their sins. Yeah, don't help people cover up their sins. But walk up to those people and rebuke them, preach to them. Now that is honesty. That is honesty. I pray that you will be honest in everything you do. In Jesus' name. Amen. We're going to look at 2 Corinthians chapter 8, verse 21. 2 Corinthians chapter 8, verse 21. Providing for honest things, not only in the sight of the Lord, but also in the sight of men. Providing for honest things, not only in the sight of the Lord, but also in the sight of men. Well, what does that mean? It means we should not only demonstrate honesty in the sight of the Lord, we should also demonstrate honesty in the sight of men. You know, because our dealings is not only with the Lord. Our dealings is also with people. Londons. Yeah, so you cannot say as long as my relationship with God is fine, as long as I do everything the Lord commands me to do, I have no problem. You also have to ensure that you are honest in your dealings with people around you. Yeah, some people, they say, I don't pretend. I'm a straightforward person. My life is pure. Yeah, and even God knows that. But there are some people in their neighborhood that they hate. There are some people in their neighborhood that they keep malice with. They don't greet those people. They hate those people. They fight those people. They insult those people. Quarrel. Those people. Please abuse them with words. And yet they come to the church, they say, God sees my heart. I'm an honest person. I'm a pure person. I love God. I hate sin. I love the things of God. But they have issues with the people around them. They have issues with the people in their neighborhood. And yet, they say they consider themselves to be pure and righteous and holy, whereas they hate their neighbors, they hate people in their environment. Yeah, in fact, some they hate even their spouses. But they speak of themselves as righteous, whereas they have issues with people. They have issues with people around them. In fact, some of these people, they lack a lot. They tell lies a lot. Yeah. We should not be like that. Let us be honest before all men, not only before God, not only towards God or towards the things of God, but even towards everyone. Everyone, both believers and unbelievers, be honest. Be true. Yeah, don't say because this person is a sinner, this person is an unbeliever, this person doesn't serve God, doesn't know God, doesn't serve Jesus, so I can just treat this person in anyhow. No, we should not live that way. Be honest. I pray that the Lord will give you grace to be honest. Be honest even to wicked people. explain to them. Yeah. Be kind to them. Let us look at another scripture. First Thessalonians chapter 4 verse 12. First Thessalonians 4 verse 12. We walk honestly toward them that are without, and that ye may have lack of nothing, that ye may walk honestly toward them that are without, that is toward unbelievers. We should walk honestly toward those that are not Christians. Yeah. We should be truthful. We should be reliable. That is what being honest means. You should have integrity. Integrity. Let people know what you stand for. Let them know what you stand for. And let them know that you do not change. Now, some people, they manifest a good character. Maybe 2 weeks ago, they manifest a good character. And then, in this week, they manifest a completely different and opposite character to the one they manifested 2 weeks ago. So that is not integrity. Yeah. People should know you for who you are. And every time they come to you or they have dealings with you, they see that you are still who you are and that you still stand for what you stand for. That is what being honest is all about. Yeah, having integrity. Some years back, Christians used to be very trustworthy to the point that many organizations prefer to employ Christians than to employ unbelievers. But the story has changed. Today, those organizations prefer to employ unbelievers than to employ Christians. So something bad has happened to us, Christians. Yeah. So we need to repent where necessary. Demonstrate honest character before all men. I pray that you will demonstrate real honesty to everyone in the world in Jesus' name. 5 goes to verse 10. Not following but showing all good fidelity, that they may adorn the doctrine of our God, our Savior, in all things. Now, following means stealing, or pilfering. In this place, Apostle Paul was writing to Titus, who was a pastor of a church, one of the churches that Apostle Paul planted. Titus was a pastor or bishop of one of those churches planted by Apostle Paul. So Apostle Paul was writing to him to teach servants or slaves to be obedient unto their own masters. You are going to see that in verse 9, Titus chapter 2, verse 9. Exhort servants to be obedient unto their own masters and to please them well in all things, not as answering again, not purloining, not purloining. That is, not stealing. So this verse also is applicable to anyone, any Christian that is working with or working for an employer, for a boss. You should be honest in your work, in your place of work, in your business. Yeah, if you have a business, your customer, the people buying things from you, they deserve to be treated with honesty. Don't add too much profit to the price of what you're selling. I don't think that is how to say don't increase the price of what you're selling to the point where you are now exploiting people. Yeah, of course, when you have a business, your goal is to make profit. Yeah, but there are some prices you should not tell things. Yeah, compared to when you compare how much you manufacture the thing, how much it took you to manufacture the thing, or how much you bought those products in wholesale. So when you compare the prices to the price that you want to sell it to people, make sure that the profit you want to gain is not too much. honesty also means fairness, to be fair. Yeah. So you should not sell things at a price that is too high because you want to make quick gain. Yeah. It's not right for Christians. Yeah. The moment your conscience is telling you that you are wrong for doing this, you should repent immediately. The moment your conscience is rebuking you that what you are about to do is wrong, that you shouldn't sell the product in such amount, then you should correct yourself immediately. Yeah, because there are some people who add so much money to the price of the goods they are selling. Yeah, and they say it's a business. Yeah, it's a business, so I can sell my product at whatever price I want. Yes, it's a business, but we have to be honest as Christians. Now, don't tell things, how should I say, don't inflate the price of whatever you are selling because you want to make quick gain. Yeah, you can just look at how much others are selling those things, and then look at how much it costs you to manufacture that thing, or how much it costs you to buy those things from, to buy those things at wholesale or from wherever is selling wholesales. Yeah, and then look for a reasonable price to sell those things. Don't too much inflate the price of whatever you are selling. And the same thing applies to those that, you know, some people, they don't sell goods, but they offer services. Yeah, they offer services. So if you fall into that category, don't overcharge people when you are offering your service to them. Also, if you are working with an employer, you're working for an employer, or working in an organization, be honest. Don't take anything from the company or anything that belongs to your boss, anything your boss or your employer did not willingly hand over to you and say, take, they give you. Don't take them for yourself. Even if you feel like I deserve those. For a long time now, I deserve even to take this from his house or from his company. Don't do that. Even if you feel you deserve to take anything, because you have served the person for a long time, still don't do that. So we must be honest as Christians, we must be honest. I pray that the Lord give you grace to be honest. In Jesus' name. And let us look at 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 12. 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 12. For those of you that newly joined, our topic says, be honest in your dealings with people. Be honest in your dealings with people. Well, 1 Peter chapter 2 verse 12, having your conversation honest among the Gentiles, that whereas they speak against you as evildoers, they may by your good works, which they shall behold, glorify God in the day of visitation. Yeah, here Peter is saying that be honest. Your conversation means your daily life, your daily activities, yeah, your daily lifestyle. Your daily business among people should be full of honesty. Yeah. In such a way that even if those people have spoken evil against you before, they will be able to glorify God by the time your good works become so evident. Yeah, some people will say, I've been doing good all this while, but nobody is appreciating me. I've been doing good, but nobody's saying it. And then they will say, I think I need to stop doing good. No, don't stop. Yeah, because a time is coming when God will glorify those works. And the people who have been treating you as an evildoer will be humbled. God will humble them. And they will surrender to your God. They will praise your God, glorify your God. Yeah, so don't stop being honest. Even if the people around you don't value it, even if the people around you don't repay you with good, that is, you are doing good to them, but they seem not to repay you with these. That doesn't mean you should stop doing these. The fact that they are not repaying your good works doesn't mean you should stop. You should continue to do good. Continue to be honest. Because the day of visitation will come and God will glorify your good works. And then they will think about you and they will be sorrowful because when they knew you, they didn't treat you well. Yeah. So there are people who doesn't appreciate our honesty, our good works, but they will appreciate it later. And at that time, you might have relocated from the environment where those people are. They will appreciate it later because God will rebuke them. God will chastise them. And then they will remember you and they will be sorrowful about how they treated you. Yeah. So don't stop being honest. We have an example in the Bible. Example of Joseph. Many of you know the story of Joseph. When he was unjustly imprisoned, he was imprisoned for a crime he didn't commit because he was falsely accused by the wife of his boss, the wife of Potiphar. Yeah, he was falsely accused and he was thrown into prison. Yeah, but that doesn't make him to stop being honest. Yeah, that doesn't stop him from being honest, from being good. Even in the prison, he was treating everyone well to the point that the person in charge of the prison gave him a promotion to manage the affairs of the prisoners in the prison. While in prison, he was honest to everyone. He was using his gift to help people. Yeah, his gift of interpretation of dreams. He was using it to help people. Yeah. And then the day of God's visitation came. One of the people he helped in prison remembered him. And that was the day his life changed. Because that person recommended him in the palace. And they came to the prison and picked him up from the prison. And he never returned to the prison. From that day, he became the prime minister of Egypt. Yeah, so my point is that Joseph didn't stop doing good. Yeah, even though reason. But yet, he continued to be honest. Yeah. It continued to help people. So don't stop being honest. Don't stop doing what you have been doing, the good things you have been doing. Even if you feel like, I did good to this person, and the person paid me back with him. No, I'm not going to do good anymore. No. That is not, it's not right. You should not stop. Don't stop. The reason is because one day that good work you have been doing will make you great. Yeah, the reward is coming. Yeah, you might not know when it will come, but it is coming. Yeah, the reward of the good things you have been doing, the reward is coming one day. Yeah, but if you stop doing good now, the reward might never come. But if you continue, the reward is coming. Yeah, there are many things that we do that we decide to not do it well. Because if we don't do it well, the people involved would not even know. Yeah, for instance, you could be working for an employer, for a boss, and then they give you some task to do. And then you know that no one is going to cross-check, so you just do it anyhow you want to do it. I mean, you just do it. I don't know the word to use. You just do it in a way that is not the standard way to do it. Because you know that no one is going to come and check what you have done, whether it is done properly or not. So you just do it anyhow. And you know deep down in your heart that the way I did this thing is not the way it should be done, because it is not according to the standard. But because you know that no one is going to come and check, yeah, no one would find out. So you just do it like that and you just leave it. Yeah, and then at the end of the month, they give you the salary. And you're excited, but you know deep down in your heart that you have not done well. Yeah, so honesty demands that whatever your hand finds doing, that you do it well. If you are serving God, serve God well. Yeah, serve God well. If you are serving your boss, your employer, do it well. Yeah, do it well, do it perfectly, as if you are doing it to God. Yeah, if you are helping people, help them well, as if you are doing it to Jesus. Because it's not them you are helping, it's Jesus you are helping. Go and study Matthew 25. You will see towards the last verses in Matthew 25. You will see way Jesus said, he would tell some people that, on the last day, he would tell some people that he was hungry, they did not feed him. He was naked, they did not clothe him. He was in prison, they did not visit him. And then the people will ask, we never saw you naked, we never saw you in prison. We never saw you being imprisoned. We never saw you in hunger. And then Jesus would tell them that inasmuch as you did not do that to your brethren, your fellow brethren, it means you didn't do it to me. Now, when you help people, it's not them you are helping, it's Jesus you are helping. Especially when you help your fellow believers, your fellow Christians. It's not them you are helping. It is Jesus you are helping. So when you help people, help them well. Whatever you do, do it well. Do it as unto God, not unto man. Yeah, I made up my mind that if I will do ministry, I will do it well. Yeah, that not just do it because I believe God has called me to preach, to disciple people, to win souls. No, I will not just do it because God has called me and have sent me to do it. I'll do it because I want to do it. And because I want to do it well. Not because God says do it well. But because I want to do it well. So I made up my mind that whatever I would do for God, that I would do it well. Yeah, and that is honesty. The question is, are you really honest in everything you do? Are you really faithful? Are you really reliable? And God trust you, and people trust you. So these are the questions you should ask yourself. Yeah, our Bible says, if you are faithful in little things, God will commit big things into your hands. Are you faithful in the little things? Usually God will test you with little things to see how you will handle those things. If you do not handle it well, He will not commit bigger things into your hands. There are some people, they want to do big things for God. But they are not faithful in the little things God is presently demanding from them. Yeah. Usually, in fact, most times, God will first of all test you with little things to see how you will handle it. before you will now commit greater things into your care. Yeah. So God is actually looking for people he can trust. Yeah. God business is doing in the world in these last days. I hope you know that God has a very big business he's doing. Yeah. A very big business. And the business is all about saving souls. Yeah, and God has a lot of spots he wants to give people in his big business. He has a lot of positions. He has a lot of employment he wants to give people to help him in his business. Yeah, he has given some people certain spots, certain positions, and then they failed. Yeah. So whenever you pray and say, God, count me among the people you want to use mightily to do great things for your kingdom in these last days, make sure you're also asking yourself, can I be trusted? Can God trust me? Yeah, because God will not just use anyone mightily. He's going to search your heart. You have to qualify for certain positions in God's business on earth. You have to qualify for those spots that need to be filled in God's business on earth. Yeah, there are some people that God wants to use them as financial supporters of this work on earth. So, meaning that God wants to give them a lot of money because God wants them to sponsor a lot of his work on earth. But God tested those people and they failed. Let me give you an example. Let's say someone has a calling to be a financial sponsor of God's business on hand, or in God's business on hand. If the job of the person is to dispense the money that is needed for the work of the gospel, that is, God will provide money for that person. God will give that person a lot of money, and God will tell that person to channel those money to everything that is, every work that pertains to his business on her. Yeah, and then God decided to test the person first. So let's say God gave the person $20,000. Just give you an example. but God gave the person $20,000. And then God said, all this money I've given you, go and put it in the treasury. The treasury of my business on hand. All this money, give it to this ministry so they can use it for my work. Give it to this church. Give it to this ministry so that they can use it for my work. And the person says, like, you mean all of this? No. How can I give all of this? This is too much. No. Let me give some. Yeah. And then the person said, God, just let me give some of this. Yeah. And then the person took some of it and gave it. And then God would just keep quiet. Usually, at such times, God would not speak again. Because God is actually testing the person. Yeah, since God said, give everything, and the person said, no, I'll just give part of it. God will not talk. And God will not see anything. God will just be watching. He will not see anything. Yeah. Because that is a failure. The person failed the test. Actually, God had it in mind to give the person more than $20,000. So that was just a test. I don't know if you're getting my point. So maybe the next thing God wanted to give was maybe $500,000 or $1 million. But God will first test with small. And then he will give an instruction. Spend this money to this place so that my work can be done as I wanted it to be done. And then, if the person obeyed, and usually another package of your. And when that package comes, another instruction will come. Yeah, so that is how God uses people that he has called to sponsor his work on earth financially. So most times, God is not going to start with you in a big way. Don't think God will start with you in a big way. Some people will say, if God bless me big, then I will support God's work in a big way. But God will not do that. God does not do that. Let me be honest with you. God does not do that. He's going to start with you in a small way to test your integrity, to test your honesty. Yeah, it will start with you in a small way. It will not start with you in a big way. You won't say, it won't just bless you big and say, now support my work in a big way. No, it will start with you small to check your faithfulness. Now, if you demonstrate faithfulness, then God will increase the blessings. And then you demonstrate another faithfulness, it will increase the blessing again. So that is how God operates. So the question is, can God trust you? Can God trust you? I pray that you will be honest. Both was God. It was all men. In Jesus' name. I have seen God. I have seen God. Maybe not face to face, but I have seen Him in so many ways. And I can tell you that God is real. And not only that, He does real things. So when God is going to promote a man, He will promote that man to the point that no one can bring him down. When God is going to lift up a man, He will lift up that man. And everyone will support that man, whether they like it or not. Even the enemies of that man, they will not understand what is happening to them. They will just feel like something is pushing them to support the man. And they will not be able to explain. So when God is backing up someone and helping someone and rewarding someone or promoting someone, everything God created will follow suit. Everything God created will be involved in lifting up that person's life. Yeah. So if you allow God to test, how should I say it? If you allow God to train you and change you into the kind of person He wants you to be, then it is sure, it is certain that your lifting up will come. Your promotion will come. Your greatness will come. So when God is testing you, which most times you will not know when He's testing you, because if you know, it's no longer a test. Make sure you pass those tests. When God is testing you in the area of money, make sure you pass. When God is testing you in the area of service, service in His kingdom, the works you are doing for His kingdom, make sure you pass. When God is testing you in the area of your job, your relationship with your boss or employer, make sure you pass. Yeah. Because when He will lift you up, the greatness will be too big. Your greatness will be too great. So I pray that you will let God change you into the person He wants you to be in Jesus' name. So we're going to stop here. If you have any questions, you can ask on our group platform. Let us pray. Father, we thank You for You are so faithful. Thank You for everything You have made us to know and understand during the course of these teachings. Thank You for showing us what honesty, what being honest can bring into our lives and can do to our lives. I ask, O Lord, that you help everyone here to become examples of your righteousness on earth at this time. In the name of Jesus, I ask that you give them the kind of heart that will pass your test whenever you test them. In the name of Jesus, I ask, Lord, that those of them who felt they have been doing good for a long time and people have been rewarding them with evil, I ask that you encourage them to do good the more at this time in Jesus' name. I pray for you that you'll be encouraged to do good more and more. To be honest more and more, to be kind more and more at this time in Jesus' name. And I pray that your promotion and your reward shall not be delayed in the name of Jesus. As God exalted Joseph, may the Lord exalt you. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father, for I know you have answered. In Jesus' name, we have prayed.